This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Thanks for joining us. It's Kelly and Company. Rabia Muth and Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the show. If you have to run out, take us with you. Use your smart device, and you can use TuneIn Radio, OO Tunes, the Radio Player Canada app. Hey, man, some people even have one of those Victor Reader streams, which are awesome for listening to the program as well on or listening to the podcast. TuneIn Radio, Radio Player Canada, OO Tunes. Awesome to download to your device and search AMI Audio so you can take us with you and listen in wherever you might be. Well, every second Wednesday, we get a chance to get into some independent living discussion, Rum, on the program. And last time, you weren't with us. And, you know, It was really interesting because we talk about so many different areas. We're a little handling some grooming stuff. So let's bring Leanne Barta on.
I'm Leanne Barta. I'm an independent living skills specialist. And if you have questions about independent living, join me on Kelly and Company for all our tips and tricks.
So, Leanne, I love when we get into some of the topics because there's so many people out there who don't have that person that they're comfortable with or that person to, you know, hey, articulate, I'm trying to learn how to do this. You know, it's sort of like you just may not have that experience or people around you may not be comfortable to say something. So we're continuing our conversation today on hair removal. Before we get back to shaving, do you have any general tips for people with beards and mustaches as we chatted about shaving the face last time?
Absolutely. So one thing you need to do is set up regular visits with your barber or your hairdresser so that you can always look your best. So you kind of want to guesstimate between every 4 to 6 weeks. And if you want to set up a regular appointment, and it's kind of easier to keep track of. And if you can have it for the same day and the same time, even better. Because with this day and age, I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of brain fog. So remembering, you know, what I did yesterday was a big enough problem. So If I know that something is consistent, then it makes it a whole lot easier. Some other things you can do is ask your stylist or your barber about which hair products will work best for you. Because depending if you have short hair, curly hair, long hair, there's all different things that can make your style, change or will be more effective for one thing versus another. So, for example, I know there's all kinds of beard and mustache, like conditioners and cleaners and all different kinds of shaving creams and bars. Like, there's so many options now. Like, I think Winners even has, like, a whole section dedicated to beard and mustache care.
Wow.
That's really good. Well, and it's great because a lot of barbers will say, don't use this, don't use that. It'll irritate your skin. So the options have to be there.
Right, exactly. So now knowing that, you know, if you get some of the fancier stuff and not pay as much for it, like, it, you know, kind of opens up your options a little bit more. So even like when it comes to like aftershave, like some of them are just so outrageous. I remember, Kelly, we were talking last time and we were saying about those guys who wear like the Axe body spray and it's so overpowered. Yes. You kind of want to die from the exposure.
And it's funny because, again, you can't tell. And like they say to people, wear less is best because, you know, you really can't tell because, you know, you're marinating in it and it's not as easy for other people or for you to actually know. So I find that one of those things, the best lesson that I was taught very young as you know, by my mom and my father, you know, less is better.
Right. Exactly. And especially now, a lot of workplaces are scent free. So, you know, keeping that in mind, maybe you want to go for a lighter, more woody or herby or spicy scent. And then, you know, maybe in the summer months, something a little more on the citrus side, or just something very mild and light that's just kind of there in the background, but not going to cause a lot of problems for the people around you.
Yep. Not just workplaces, transportation, everything. A lot of places being scent free.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And even when you're taking transit, like, it's a cornucopia of smells sometimes. You just never know what you're going to get.
No.
Too much.
No. Sometimes you want too much shave after shave on people in there, especially in the warmth and all that. But you can get, it's funny because people say, you know, there's so many smells, bad smell. But people remember, you can get headaches and stuff from that wonderful perfume or cologne you have.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, you know, the lighter the scent, the better. And if you can even find ones that are scent free, you're golden. So some of the other things we can think of too is like, you know, just basic, you know, skincare maintenance. So getting a good facial scrub, like a foaming face wash to keep your skin clear and clean and remove excess oil. It's just kind of, it's a nice thing to do for yourself in the morning, just so, you know, you can get the little pumps of the foaming wash, at the pharmacy and they're like less than $10. And then you can take that with you when you're in there. And, you know, that's just, it's a really, like 5 second routine to clean your face. You do the foaming face wash and then you get out and then you have a nice light moisturizer for your face that's specific for face. And it's just something that, you know, especially in the winter when your skin on your face tends to dry out a lot more. So just having a nice light moisturizer that's also scent free. And then you have your scrub in the shower, you know, really simple things to do for yourself.
Sounds good. And this is regardless of if you have beards and mustaches, but still.
Yeah, it, great. Anybody, you know, anybody's face, these are always just general maintenance tips just to kind of make sure that you're feeling good about yourself and that, you know, your skin is looking really nice one way or the other.
Yeah.
So the other problem area is tends to be people's feet. So you can get a really good pumice stone to get rid of the dead skin. And now Kelly and I were talking about the electronic versions that actually have like different sanding discs on it. So you can sand the dead skin off your feet. Have you seen those Rania?
Just the manual pumice stones. That's all I'm aware of.
You haven't seen the electric one?
No.
No, me neither.
That's next level.
Just the old school classic traditional.
That's right. Just soak the feet and then, you know, soak the foot with Epsom salts and then just be careful. And as we talked about last time, Leanne, especially our friends out there with diabetes or anything that compromises their sense too, just be careful. And it is great if you have somebody who knows what they're doing, do the work, but you know, I know myself, I always wear because I thought, oh, this is great. You know, get, and, you can get yourself to, oh, this is not great.
No, exactly. So, you know, visiting a chiropodist or a foot care specialist or a diabetic nurse who can do those things for you, you know, it's just good to, you know, make sure that if you have those concerns that you're going to the proper specialist for it. And then, you know, it's always good, especially to get into the routine of doing a physical check of your feet every day just to make sure there's no cuts or nicks or things that are of concern. True. So just a thing to kind of get into routine of doing. All right. So that, you know, is kind of like the nail care routine. And, you know, why don't we switch gears to shaving legs and underarms?
Yep. Summertime.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, I know there's this whole movement now, you know, where some people are saying they just want to be natural and not shave, and, you know, that's fine. But if you do choose to, then especially for when you're shaving your legs, it's best to kind of do it when you're seated. The chair is going to give you orientation, and it's going to provide support. I know some people will just put their foot up on the edge of the tub and try to do it that way, but it's not really ideal because sometimes, you know, there could be soap at the bottom of the tub, and you don't want to add any more falls risks than you have to. So when you're shaving, you kind of do for the best coverage. You want to use overlapping strokes, and you want to shave against the grain, and you're sort of going in a grid pattern. So if you start, you know, let's say at your knee as your landmark, then you can kind of just gradually move over until you get from around the leg back to the other side of your knee. So landmarks really help with that. And then, you know, same with the armpits, you know, overlapping strokes and away you go. So if you want to do good coverage, you want to do kind of like at a 90 degree angle from the first stroke.
And are you doing, against the grain, with the grain, like, is there things to keep in mind there? Okay.
Yeah. You're going against for the legs. Let's see. So your more sensitive areas of the face or the upper lip or your cheeks, you want to shave downwards and against the grain. And then for people with beards, you can get your barber to sort of outline and trim your beard or your mustache. So then when you have to do the touch-up, you can just kind of follow the guides that they put in place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you mentioned like the knees and landmarking and things like that. And it's good to check around those areas anyways, because, you know, you got the bends for your knees and more less smooth areas around your ankles and things like that. So to be careful,
right,
and
to
check out if there's any hair left.
Exactly. And then you can always use your hands to kind of go over it, the whole area, just to make sure you didn't miss something. And then you can always just go back over it a second time if you're not sure.
Okay.
So I know shaving is not for everyone, and we have some alternatives that we can talk about. So there's
some of them being painful alternatives.
Yeah,
you might go back to shaving.
Exactly. Some of them I'm not so keen on myself. But you know what? Everybody has their thing that makes it easier for them. So, you know, to each their own. So we'll just kind of go over them briefly, and you know, you can, if there's something you want to know more about, there's always a ton of research you can do, or you can ask your stylist or your barber or whoever is able to assist more with that. So the first thing we're going to talk about is waxing. So waxing is kind of like an effective and a very affordable hair removal method, and you can either do it yourself or you can go to a salon. You want to make sure your hair is about a quarter of an inch in length before you go, or longer, just in case, so that during the waxing session, the salon worker or on your own, you can spread the soft or hard wax or the strips. And then you have to kind of apply them and smooth them down. And then you pull the wax strip off and away and remove your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how you're feeling, that can either go really well or really badly, depending on your pain tolerance as well.
You bet.
And yeah. How often you've done this already? Yep.
Oh, I can't even remember. The first time I did it, I probably screamed.
Oh, yeah. I definitely cried.
It wasn't something I'd like to repeat again. And then the next thing we're, people, I know, especially for eyebrows and mustaches and some, you know, sometimes you get random hairs under your chin for those of us who don't have beards or mustaches and, you know, things you don't really want to be there. So threading is another way of doing it. And this can be applied by removing facial hair, but it's usually meant for eyebrows and to shape them. So you can use it to shape your beard or mustache. And so it takes about 20-ish minutes for eyebrows. And so this one has to be done by a specialist. And so they just take the thread and kind of pull it across and remove the hair on your eyebrows.
That sounds even worse than waxing.
I have not tried that. Yeah, that one I have not tried.
I think we're just going up in painfulness.
Oh, yeah. Wait for the next one. It's called dermaplaning. So this one is it involves using a flat razor that resembles a scalpel to scrape off the top layer of your skin. It also has the benefit of removing skin cell buildup. So this one is only able to help with peach fuzz, but not a full beard. So if you have that 5 o'clock shadow. So this one, apparently the pain isn't that bad for this one, but the results can last about 4 weeks, but it'll cost you probably about $100 or more, depending.
Is this one also people use for hyperpigmentation?
It could be. I don't have a ton of experience with that one, but you never know.
Yeah.
The next one we've heard about is,
it removes the first layer of skin, right? And that sounds a little bit like laser treatment as well.
But it doesn't get it at the root, the hairs, right?
Right. So the next one is the laser hair removal.
Right.
It's probably the best and the most permanent option as an alternative to shaving. So they use a laser to zap your hair, the hair pigments, and then it destroys the hair follicle. It basically damages and kills it. So it's used usually for hair on the lips or the chin area, and you can go up to 6 treatments. They say you can expect up to 95% hair reduction, but it's one of the more costlier ones, about $400 or more, depending on how much hair you're removing. So
that one takes a few sessions, and you probably have to keep going back for maintenance.
And I think there's a maximum, though, right? There's they hope. I don't know how good it is for the cells. I think they have a kind of limit on how much you should be going back for it.
Mm.
Right. Yeah, they're saying 6 year. So I don't know. Could be interesting. And then sugaring is the next one. So it involves making a paste from sugar, lemon, and water to gently remove hair. Sort of like the wax, and has a similar consistency. But it differs because it removes the fine top layer of skin. So it's done by hand and kind of removed with the flick of your wrist. So the paste is going to grab the hair at the beginning of the stage, the growth stage. And so apparently it's not as painful. And the results will last about a month.
I don't even, this one I've run into, Leanne, especially as the alternative for waxing, because waxing is so messy. My gosh, if you try to do this at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We get to have like the oil or whatever nearby to go everywhere afterward. But I've never really understood sugaring. Like, does this actually work?
I don't know. I've never actually done it, but apparently it does work. But I think this one you have to do more often. I remember as a teenager using that Nair cream, which was the smell was horrific, but it worked. But it also chemical burning.
My health.
So I don't know.
You know, that's the thing. It's the less, I know some people really have this, because I guess so much is this for sensitive skin too. We have people keeping in mind those who really struggle with that. Okay.
Yeah. Right, last but not least.
And then, so the last one is electrolysis. So this one is the only hair removal that can be placed in the more on the permanent side. So meaning once you've done it, that's the end of it. So the process goes like sort of like this. So they put a needle probe into your hair follicle and destroy it from taking electricity at the micro level current. And then the hair is then destroyed and then they'll become loosened and taken out by tweezers. But it could take multiple treatments. And so it can be used on any part of your body. So I guess they say it's a good alternative for shaving, but I'm not thrilled with the idea of being tweezed and electricity going through my hair. So I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for some people when people have the troubles of the ingrown hairs, I think that helps too with that, get trying to get that problem to be gone. You know, it's a way of reaching it. Leanne, thank you very much. Awesome information.
Hey, you're welcome. I hope you guys have a great week.
Yeah, next time you're with us, we'll be talking a little bit of tips for applying makeup for those listening in. Stick around for that in a couple of weeks. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, take care.
Leanne Barta here every couple of weeks on the program to talk independent living right here on Kelly & Company. We'll take a break and come back and tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's show. Stick around. We'll give you the preview of our show and Now with Dave Brown. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.